Hello, and welcome to episode 17 of the Disconnected Gamers podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, and with me, a man who needs no introduction, but we're going to do it anyways.
It's your boy Mike, son.
Yeah. It's April 11th. I feel like I'm repeating myself only because we are, because I didn't actually hit the record button like 4 minutes ago. So we're repeating everything we've just said.
Gotta rehash.
The weather is nice. I will remind everybody that the weather is nice. It's April 11th. It's Saturday. Mike, you have the topic.
I have the topic, yes. Okay, so The Witcher 3 by CD Projekt Red. They said all the DLC was going to be free, but then they released the expansion pack that, of course, adds on content to the game, and that upset some people because they were told, hey, everything's free. You're good. Don't worry about it. So what I was saying is, what constitutes or deciphers like paid DLC from free DLC? So like armor and weapons should be free. Like, why would you have to pay $2.99 for like a sword that you could probably find in the game, you know? If it's a specific special sword or whatever that, you know, they, I don't know, some like kind of crossover bonus thing. Yeah, or some kind of crossover thing. Okay, fine, cool, whatever. Whatever, I'll pay the $1.99. But if it's like something that you can find in-game, don't make me pay for that, you know?
Right. Pay to unlock early in advance, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't give me a gun or a sword or a shield I can find in-game. Just let me have it, you know? Whatever. Right. Well,
What?
Oh, I was just going to say, if it's something that's like an actual story or an extra story or whatever that you took the time to sit there and make and add in, or we're going to add in, okay, whatever. Whatever the amount, 15, 14, whatever. Okay, I'll pay for that because it actually adds something onto the game that piques my interest rather than just, oh, get this $5 down, you get a sword you find, like, you know, 10 hours later in the game.
Right. You know? All right. Well, I think part of this whole thing, right, is that people are saying, oh, you said all DLC is going to be free. And I think there is a difference between downloadable. Well, the problem is that DLC stands for downloadable content. So every single thing that you add to the game, no matter what it is DLC. It's downloadable content. You had to download it, whether it is a skin or a weapon or a full expansion. I think the difference is the content itself, you know? Like, I think people need to, like, yeah, they said all DLC is going to be free for the game. And yes, I would think that is fully inclusive of everything. But there is a difference between, like, an expansion versus, like, your generically understood DLC. So I think in that sense, it's weird. But let me just, for everybody else, this is a IGN article from January 26th. By Jenna Pitcher, and it says CD Projekt co-founder and another guy tells IGN the developer is releasing 16 free The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt downloadable post-launch content packs to make a statement against the steeply priced DLC economy. People just paid full price for our game, responded, we owe them. Yeah, we're making a statement. Gamers shouldn't be treated this way. Hey, give me free DLC. It doesn't have to be something huge. And I'm saying we aren't giving out huge stuff. We aren't giving out tens of hours of storyline here. We're giving small bits of pieces that don't cost a lot. Let me skim.
Okay, so okay.
Yeah, we're not. Where is it? Shouldn't have to spend steep amounts for lots of tiny pieces of tempting content. Mm-hmm. So they will be able to download some pieces of armor. Yeah, DLC, it's small comments, said the head of marketing at the thing. Like, 1,000th of the whole game. Why should you charge for that? If it's small, give it for free. It's not always possible or easy, but we want to give the gamers a little bit. So
incentive.
Which, and I feel like if you're reading that article, that would make sense. And I think that when you say we're releasing, and so this is a GameSpot article from April 11th, which is today, The Witcher 3's two major expansions cost $25 each. Hearts of Stone and Blood and Wine will come bundled together in The Witcher 3 expansion pass. Earlier this week, they announced two major expansions, going to cost $25. And now I can see why people are like, hey, why are you doing this?
Okay, I think you were still talking about the GameSpot article.
Oh, okay, so basically it says Heart of Stone's going to be released in October 2015, Blood and Wine's due early 2016.
16.
Together, the expansions add around 30 hours of gameplay. That's a lot different than like regular DLC. Yeah. And I get that. And again, okay. It's an expansion to the game. It's not DLC. Like, the problem is, I think there has to be like some...
a line drawn between... Well,
what's, you know, the problem is everything is considered DLC. An expansion is DLC, but it's different. You know, the problem is they said DLC is going to be free, but really what they meant to say is all armor, skins, and whatever is free, right. But the rest of it, you know, game expansions would be not free. Mm-hmm. I think unfortunately, that's another one of the gimme gimmies, you know, where people are like, hey, you said it's going to be free. What the fuck?
Right.
Shitty fuck. You get fucked.
Yeah.
And I think that's unfair it's unfair when they say, hey, we're going to give you all this stuff free. I mean, like, I'm not trying to pick on Naughty Dog, but they nickel and dime you for the weapons packs in Tealu.
That's true.
Like, you know, luckily I had the season pass. But here's the thing. When they did, you know, Tealu Remastered on PS4.
They added more content.
Well, they gave you all the content that existed at that point in time, basically. With the exception of DLC and stuff, right? If you had a season pass from PS3, it did transfer over.
It carried over,
But you didn't get a season pass because you bought Remastered, which I think was kind of dumb. But you did get the Left Behind DLC.
Right. It's true.
The other thing, though, is even the weapon packs, like, you can buy the guns for, like, 99 cents, or, like, buy the pack of them for, like, $2.99 or $3.99, whatever it is. And it's kind of annoying, like, but... Yeah,
guns that should have just been in the game anyways, you decided to...
Because then it kind of does become a pay-to-win scenario, because some of those guns are way better in PvP.
Way OP, yep.
The difference, though, is that they have the preset classes, which do have some of those guns. So even if you didn't want to buy the guns, Naughty Dog at least gives you the benefit of the doubt, being like, hey, we know you probably don't want to spend the money on it, but here's a preset class with some of the, you know, some of the stuff in it.
Some of the stuff, yeah.
You know, and then that way at least it's not...
you're not shelling out, you know, when you don't...
You at least get to technically kind of try it. But then you've got, like, Borderlands... which they did the Handsome Collection, which is Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel, and they gave you everything.
Yep. Even stuff that came out after, like the Claptrap stuff.
Yeah. You know, they just gave you everything. I mean, Gearbox, I think, is a pretty good company when it comes to that kind of stuff anyways.
Right.
But it's still a nice gesture to be like, hey, you know, you're buying game that we've already made on existing consoles. Maybe you didn't buy all the DLC, which I did not. I bought a couple of them. And, you know, for $60, we're going to give you both games. So it's really $30 a piece. Mm-hmm. And we're going to give you all the DLC. I think better move would have been if they put it online, like on the PSN store, separately.
Oh, yeah, if you don't want both games.
You could just buy one.
Like they did.
And it would still include the DLC.
The Metro Collection.
Starhawk was like that. You could buy the campaign or the multiplayer.
Yep.
I don't know why you'd really buy the campaign of Starhawk, but...
Hey, some people like to play the campaign.
It's true. I mean, I picked up Hardline last night, and I started playing the... they call them episodes. It's set up like a cop show. Honestly, it's kind of it's actually not different? Bad.
It's not what I like to call Battlefield 4, but with cops and robbers, it's actually a different game.
Yeah, like it's like the story mode is legitimate. Like you're still like Call of Duty and Battlefield style, like first person and everything, but like there's like way more of a story. And like there's, you know, at the end of every episode, I'm air quoting, like, you look back at all the evidence you've gathered, and apparently that must help develop the story as it goes. But they Quentin Tarantino it, so, like, they start the game with your character in a thing, and then it goes back to, like, whatever. Like,
here's what happened
before. Yeah, you're like a drug SWAT cop in Miami, and... And even the gunplay is a little bit different, too. Like, the gunplay is not quite, like, your regular Battlefield type, you know?
Right.
It's not like a cover-based shooter because it's first person, but it is more, I'm trying to think, like, that kind of cover-based mentality, because, like, the enemies are far, like, from my experience so far, more realistic, because, like, they don't die in, like, two shots.
Right, yeah.
You know, and, like, and because they're, like, criminals, like, you knock them over, and then, like, they get back up and keep firing at you. But, right. Like, you can sneak up on them and hold up your badge and be like, freeze! But then usually what I do is I go, freeze! And then I just switch to my gun and just shoot them all.
Yeah, because that's how it works.
Yeah, because that's pretty much how... Cops don't even show their badge anymore these days. They just straight up shoot you. But, so that's Battlefield Hardline. And, like, there's a premium for it. And I, in the vein of DLC stuff, I don't really know what the hell they would be adding to the game, unless it's like Battlefield Premium, where it's like you get battle packs.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Battle packs and then maps and all that.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. The game, I haven't actually even touched the multiplayer yet. I just, because it was still installing, but I could do the story, so I just went into that. There's like a driving part and whatever. Nice. It's not, but again, I wasn't, you know, I mean, I think I've taken enough time from Battlefield and Call of Duty that like going back into it, I'm like, not bad.
Nice.
But
way to go, EA, Visceral, or
yeah, Visceral and DICE. But yeah, the DLC thing is weird, and it is, I think a big portion of this is people being pissed that they're not getting something for nothing, you know. Right, yeah. they're not saying, wow, I can't believe we're getting all these skins and all this stuff, but like the expansion parts are not free. Well, if the expansions add 30 hours a piece, then that means they're like they're each individually like 10 hours, which is basically like a full game.
Right, yeah. And that's, if they were to give that for free, then they'd be losing money.
Yeah, I mean, that's, it's different because like skins probably take them like 2 seconds to make, you know? They just got to change some stuff on a 3D model and then boom, there's 99 cents times a million. But the problem is that this is actual basically...
This is fully developed
game. So I think people have to back the fuck off. I think they have to be like, all right, fine.
I agree with that, yeah. I agree with that.
Like, you know, all right. I think the problem is that, like, characterizing things as free DLC, I think they need to be more specific. Like, I think people need to say, like, this content is free. This content, you know, that would have been better if they said, free, we're going to, you know, the game's, all the DLC is going to be free. What we mean by that is skins, weapons, you know. Yeah. That will be free. Game expansions will not be free.
Will not
be part of the free DLC, because that's not the, you know.
Right, yeah, that would have been a lot easier to say instead of all, you know, smaller DLCs.
Free. Right, but I mean, even if you're reading that IGN thing in the part where they say DLC, it's small content, then, an expansion.
Right, you should pick it up right there that it's.
Yeah, like they're not talking about expansions.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's true.
I won't lie to you, for the longest time I thought The Witcher was like a scary game.
Oh, it's not.
Had no idea that it's like basically like Skyrim.
It's just an RPG, yep.
Yeah, because somebody was like, dude, are you going to get The Witcher? And I was like, nah, dude, I don't play scary games. And they were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, isn't it, it's called The Witcher. Is witches? I was like, and they were like, nope. They're like, do you ever play Skyrim? I was like, no, but I know what it is. They're like, it's like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
I still probably won't get it, but
I'm interested. I mean, I never played the first one, and I played like a few minutes of the second one.
Right.
So it's, yeah, but I mean, whatever. I like RPGs, so.
Whatever, man. Do solo beam.
Pretty much, yeah. But yeah, like, don't start off the bat by saying, hey, all this is free.
Or just make sure that you clarify.
Yeah. Well, I guess they did, though. They did say smaller pieces.
Yeah, I mean, article it says smaller pieces. And maybe that, again, it's people just weren't reading and they're like, what? You said free. Oh, man. It's like, but the other stuff is still free.
Right, yeah. You're pretty much getting a lot of stuff for free.
I mean, people wanted the TLU to be free. People wanted The Last of Us Remastered to be free. They were like, why should I pay for a game that you released a year ago?
Right. So, like, joke on you, you pay for it anyways.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, yeah, I ended up buying it. I mean, it was, they made it from, they dropped it from 60 to 50, but Right. My and they gave you the DLC, which I had anyways, but whatever. My thing was, is I totally get that, but I get that Naughty Dog, literally, that was just a tech demo for them. The Last of Us Remastered was straight up tech demo for them to build an engine and roll it out on PS4 so that they could continue building Uncharted 4 with an engine that they tested. It was really all it was. The difference was, is they didn't have to rebuild assets or rebuild a story. They were like, we have this great game that we already built, so let's just, basically port it to PS4 and use the engine that they're probably still, in fact, building and tweaking, so that when we do all the Uncharted 4 stuff, which I'm sure they were probably doing Uncharted 4 while they were working on The Last of Us, at least they have a system that they can say, we've tested this, we've used this, we've, literally rolled it out as a platform, and then that way it wouldn't be quite so daunting a task for them. And it brings in more collateral for them to have money to do that, so.
Right. It's true.
But, they said Uncharted 4 is not going to come out until 2016, and I was like, it's annoying, but...
Right, but good.
Yeah,
I'd rather have an actual finished game than what's been doing now. Like, I guess, not to cut off the DLC stuff, but I guess Mortal Kombat has like a 2 gig day one patch update.
Yeah, well, Borderlands had an 8 gigabyte
patch. That's true, yeah. For sure.
Obnoxious. I mean, it's even Blacklight had like a really big patch when you first installed it. I mean, in the patch from beta to alpha, because they definitely didn't bring it out of beta with that last update. That patch was pretty big too. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was gigabytes. It is annoying. I hate that.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I get
it. The Master Chief Collection was patch after patch after patch, so.
Tweak it, but it's like, it does make sure you have the tweak assessments before you even release it.
Right.
I guess if you find something last minute, then whatever.
Right. I mean, my guess is the problem with Mortal Kombat is I bet you the game's already in, production.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I bet they're when does it come out?
Last minute bounce, Tuesday?
Yeah, so the fucking game's already been shipped to, it's already probably in retailers. They probably got it. They probably either got it, yesterday, or they're getting, a Saturday delivery, or they're getting it Monday. But my guess is they already have it.
Right. I'm also guessing...
They had The Last of Us, a week before.
You see, I'm guessing what the patch is, it's probably... compatibility with Goro. If you don't have Goro or whatever, it's still compatible online or some bullshit. You can still play with someone that has it or who doesn't have it.
Yep.
And then probably minor tweaks.
Yeah. They were probably like, oh shit, that's a D instead of a C.
Yeah.
fuck. Drive Club still doesn't work, and they've patched that a bunch of times. Bloodborne, though, the loading times in Bloodborne have gotten dramatically better. Way, 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 way faster. Because I've watched people stream it, and I was like, holy shit, that wasn't that long.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, yeah. I know I didn't get it day one, obviously, but I saw most people like, oh, hey, cool, Bloodborne, this is what you're going to see the most, and it's just the loading
screen. It's just the loading screen, which I'm still baffled as to who the fuck thought it was a good idea to make the loading screen the fucking logo for the game.
Okay. No idea.
Because, Master Chief, Drive Club... Bloodborne, Hardline's not quite the same, but things about Hardline that annoy me is there's this intro music, and it's kind of like a bad boys, what you gonna do, but it's not that, it's just a 2015 version of that, and it fucking just replays that same clip every time you die, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, please stop.
That's why I'm kind of glad that Bloodborne's just silent.
Yeah, I kind of liked, Call of Duty had the quotes, the famous quotes every time you died, and they were, they'd eventually repeat, but at least they were semi-different. I also liked that when you died, shit was still going on in the background. Like, it didn't just stop. It reloaded, with that, rendered action still going on in the background. Which, whatever, maybe that's not possible with a game like Bloodborne, but just don't give me a blank screen with that. Change it. Give me something. Even if it's just text, instructional text or strategy text.
Right, yeah,
text, rotate five or six of them.
Right. Tips and tricks, whatever.
Yeah, good god damn it. Even if it was a fucking button control layout,
Right, whatever.
Just give me something other than the logo. Something other than that I can look at and not be like, I hate my life. Because I'm really just getting frustrated. Like, it almost seems like an afterthought. Like, they were like, what do we put during the loading screens? Just put the logo. Like, nobody was thinking, like, why don't we just do something like we used to do on other games and just put something, like, interesting.
Show the map that you're about to go to, some bullshit.
Yeah, like, give me a map. I mean, obviously in Bloodborne, part of the game's charm is that you really don't have a fucking clue where you're going, really. So maybe that's why they won't do a map. But fine, do something else. Like, just don't do the goddamn logo.
Yeah.
Killing me.
Killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, you're killing me, Smalls. Exactly.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything else about the DLC besides that I agree and I disagree, but I mean, it's not a whole bad thing because you're still getting that extra.
Yeah, you're getting all that other stuff for free. Like, come on now.
You're getting that extra hours if you do decide to pick up the expansion pack. Like, that's the thing. If you don't like it, don't get it. Just don't get the expansion pack or whatever.
Right, but the rest of that stuff is free.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's no different than Titanfall. Because I picked up Titanfall because, it was, Target had to buy one, get one 50 off. So I was like, well, they didn't have Hardline at the time. So I was like, well, I'll just fucking get Titanfall and then I'll just add one game to my Xbox collection. And Jimmy was saying, like, I think all the DLC for that is free. You should probably check. And then I went and looked and all the DLC is free. So I just went and downloaded all the DLC. Like, I haven't even actually played it online. Like, I ran through the tutorial and stuff, but I haven't even played it online.
Right. I've heard it's just Call of Duty, but with mechs.
Right, with mechs. And it's like, not a bad whatever. Thing. Yeah, I mean, I got it more because if I bring it over to my brother's house, like, and more he to just. Play. Yeah, just something else to play.
Right.
I mean, until they shut the servers down when Titanfall 2 comes out, but. Yeah, it's just, and like, I grabbed the free Xbox games with gold.
All the 6 games or whatever, because I know they upped it this month or whatever.
I think it was, well, I don't know. It wouldn't let me download the Xbox 360 ones, like, from, because I tried to do it on the web browser thing, and it wouldn't let me do it. It just kept erroring out when I tried to get, I think it was Gears of War.
Oh, Judgment or whatever it's called. Yeah.
And then, like, Rayman, I think, was a 360 one. But then I think Child of Light and some pool game.
Pure Pool, I think.
Pure Pool like or whatever, yeah. Ulta Pool. Whatever. I don't know. Some fucking pool game, whatever.
What's the three?
So that was... That was free. And I was like, whatever. It's free, so I'm just going to grab it. It's no different than, like, I always go onto the PSN thing and download all the free games. Because it's free. Like, I am paying for it. Like, I pay for PS Plus every year. I might as well take the free games. Even if I never download them, I can go back and get them later.
Oh, yeah. Which I need to re-up soon.
Oh, yeah. Mine's up in November, so I get time.
Mine is August?
I always forget to fucking do it, though, and it automatically does it, and then I get in.
Yeah, I always turn off automatic renewal.
Yeah. Because I always try to get it cheaper, but then I always miss out.
Yep, same. It's like, oh, cool, deal's over.
Yeah, like, I'm always like, oh, well, if it's cheap on eBay, I'll just pick it up. You know, pick up a 1 year. But then I'll either forget to buy it.
Right.
And or one time I had a fucking year code and I didn't enter it in time and it auto renewed for the year at the like $50 and I was like, damn it. I'm like, well, I've got another year, so
yeah. It's like, god damn it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it is what it is, but
right.
Shit. Ain't the end of the world.
Yeah, exactly. So you see that with the DLC thing. Any updates? Life updates?
Me?
Yep.
What's going on? No.
Same old, same old.
Yeah, basically. I mean, the reason we had to, like, reschedule today to, like, do it is so, my car is going to be taking a trip down south. So
always fun.
Yeah, because well, it just fits better for that type of for traveling rather than like.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm switch cars, and my buddy's going to take my car and, you know, whatever, and then I'll have his car for the week. And so I was going to clean it out and vacuum it all up and dry and swap cars, do all that, help him put in his kid seats and stuff. And then that's about it. Then I'll be driving somebody else's car for a week, which is, it's whatever. Is there anything going on at work? Not really. Not a whole lot. Just been testing stuff. I get that gaming keyboard and mouse. That review is already on the DGCast. I am trying to get YouTube stuff, but like I have to find like a place where I can
record.
Set up the camera and like set it up because I don't want to like record from my bedroom one time and then like record with like weird backlighting. Like I'm trying to make a like not a studio, but just something that's consistent so that I have like a generic background that like everybody would be somewhat used to.
Mm-hmm.
The part of the problem for that is that means if I was going to do a video of the keyboard and mouse, I got to bring the keyboard and mouse with me to work if I was going to do it to work. Or like I'm going to do one for the PS4 camera. That means I got to bring the PS4 camera with me to work, which means I can't show anything about it other than the physical product. And then, so basically I'd have to be recording that, then bring it home to screen cap some footage showing the like setup for the camera.
Right.
And then edit it and then post it. So it is logistically a little bit tough because, like, usually when I'm tired, like, done with work and I'm exhausted, I'm not thinking, like, let me stay and record a YouTube video.
Yeah.
I redid my computer so that I tweeted on my Twitter about, like, an SSD drive that I bought that I was going to test out because it's cheap. And so what I originally did was I cloned the hard drive on my computer straight to the SSD. And then I switched the hard drives and tried to boot off the SSD because then the computer would, in theory, be faster.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work. Ouch. So either I did something wrong, but even some people said like it's not necessarily always the easiest thing to just do a straight clone and swap them in. Because like some computers are, you know, they're looking for that hard drive, and if it's not there, it's like, what the fuck? So instead, what I did was I just straight wiped the SSD and then just installed Vista. And I know because Vista is what's on the computer that I have, so that's what I have a key for. Because I try to be legit. You know, yeah, I'm using a license for something twice, but it's still me. I'm still the owner of the license. I don't like to pirate or use like key gens. It's just not worth it. So I straight wipe the SSD and then install Vista, and then the last like 3 days have been like reinstalling all the software I use at work. And like reinstalling all my printers, because I have 3 printers that are attached to that computer, which is annoying, because like I would go to print them and it would be like no printer detected, and I'd be like, motherfucker, now I gotta install the drivers.
Yeah. Yep.
But what sucks is, so the computer's pretty old. So when it installed Vista, it installed, you know, Internet Explorer, and that would be the only thing on it, right? Yep. But it's Internet Explorer, like, 4. So I go to, like, Google to get the newest version of Chrome, and it won't. It can't download it. Everything tries, it won't, like, I don't know if it's because Internet Explorer, like, whatever version it is so old that no websites trust it.
Right.
So I had to go to another computer, download the installer for Chrome, put it on the computer on a thumb drive, and then I could install Chrome. And the thing that's so annoying about it too is that Chrome is literally an installer. Like, you're downloading an installer and then it pulls Chrome from the web to put it on your computer. So you don't actually ever have the software. Like, you just have a thing that pulls it from the internet. So if you don't even have the internet on the computer, you can't install Chrome.
Pretty much.
I could have just done Firefox, because I do prefer Firefox.
Firefox, yeah.
Chrome seems to work better on Windows, for whatever reason. So that's what I use. Especially on older computers, I've found that Chrome seems to be way less resource intensive and just works better. So that's what I have at work. So, at this point, I think everything is back as it should be. You know, all my files are still on the original hard drive, and I've still got to kind of do something about that. I think I'm just going to plug that hard drive back in, back everything up on, like, an external, and then...
Right, go from there.
Go from there. And then, yeah, so it definitely boots faster. I mean, most people would be like, yeah, no shit, it's going to boot faster. It's an SSD, but it's a really old computer running Vista. And Vista wasn't designed for solid-state drives.
Oh, wow.
There's no trim function, which is, or garbage collection, which basically, like, on a regular hard drive, you know, the spinning disks and everything, like, I guess when you, like, put something in the trash and delete it, it doesn't really delete it. It just marks it as space that can be overwritten on the hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's the files are there up until something else writes over it in its space, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, because it's just a disk. There's only so much space on the disk, but it can just keep writing over it, you know, I assume not infinitely, but for a long time. So, with solid-state drives, I guess it actually has to actually delete the files.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, I guess when you put stuff in the trash and delete it, it doesn't do it that way. So, like, the computer has to tell it, no, you actually have to delete this or something. Something like that. I don't know. I'm sure somebody maybe listening is more technically savvy. But I guess, basically, the way that it works is the solid-state drives, like, it only knows that the, like, files have been marked for deletion, but, like, it doesn't remove them themselves. And that's, like, what the trim thing is, I guess. Like, I think trim is an acronym. But, yeah, so basically what it's supposed to do is, like, you delete it, and then, like, it knows it's ready to be deleted, and then, like, that, the trim function or whatever actually removes it. Because otherwise, the hard drive, literally, the solid-state drive, I guess, would just fill up, and then it wouldn't know that it can rewrite over stuff, which is weird. Right. And also, apparently, you do not defragment solid-state drives. You don't use disk defragmenter on them ever. Because I guess, like, because the way the files are compartmentalized, if you did defrag it, you'd basically just fuck up your files, I guess.
Oh, damn.
I don't know. So I had to, like, make sure that I went in and was like, do not ever auto defragment this drive.
Oh, God, yeah. That would be bad.
Yeah. So, I mean, not like it really matters. I'm sure I can get most of my files back.
Right.
It's just a lot of art. It's just a lot of art files. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as far as that goes, I'm happy with it. I mean, this was a 120 gigabyte SSD drive, and it was $50. It was $49.99. Like, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Price per gig. I mean, and yeah, it's one of the, like, totally no-name brands on Amazon, but it had, like, 1,000 reviews. So I was like, hey, man, some people took a chance with it, so I went for it.
Yeah. Hey, if it works, whatever, man.
Yeah. Like,
so if it does its functions.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, I've got it in there. It's been in there for, like, maybe a week.
Nice.
And then I'll probably write a review on it and see. Just, you know, just generic. Like, you know, I don't do benchmarks, so I'm not going to have any reports of, like, how fast it wrote versus my old hard drive or anything like that. It's more going to be, like, I put this in. There's definitely a noticeable difference in boot times because it's way faster. Like, it used to be, like, probably a minute and a half to boot. And now it's, like, maybe 30, 35 seconds.
Nice.
So, it's pretty, and, you know, and, like, Illustrator and Photoshop would take, like, a little bit to load. And now it's not instant, but it's fast.
It's about better.
Yeah, it's way better. Nice. Also, thank you, Adobe. Because this is one thing that I did that's technically not free. It's not truly what they intended. In the spirit of fairness. So Creative Suite 2, they had to disable the activation servers for some reason. I don't remember why, but it's, you can Google it if you care. So basically, you can download Adobe Creative Suite 2 for free. And and they have license keys for you to use. However, it specifically states, and you have to click an I accept button, that you already own the software.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so everyone was like, oh, man, I can get CS2 for free. Yeah, technically. But no, not legally. Legally, you're only entitled to download it if you own CS2.
Uh-huh.
So I own CS4 for my Mac, and I can't install that on a PC. So I took CS2 for free. And my logic was that, one, I own CS4 that I paid for. And I'm actually looking for it right now. I own CS2 for Mac. I bought it when I was way back when I went to college for the when I was my true freshman year at college. When I went to RIT, I went and bought CS2. So I actually do own it for Mac. I don't own it for Windows, but
Windows, gotcha.
Since I'm not using it, I'm not using the CS2 Mac license. I was like, whatever. And so you go and you download all the files. You can download the whole thing. They give you the activation keys. You activate it. You can't register it because all that stuff is disabled.
Right.
And boom, off you go.
Thanks.
But in the spirit of the law, you are not supposed to just freely download it, though I guarantee you everybody probably is. I mean, and my thing with Adobe is like, it's CS2. They're on, I mean, CS6 was the last, like, hard copy software they sold. Now it's just the Creative Cloud. So I think at one point they'll just, you know, they're not, I don't think they're going to enforce it, you know? They're just saying, hey, you know, if for some reason you still own CS2 and you're still on it and you don't have your disks or whatever, or you need to reinstall it, here you go.
Which is nice.
Yeah. I also have CS1. Yeah. Like, my PC at work was CS1 is what I was using. But I only had Illustrator. I didn't have Photoshop. So
gotcha.
I would just have to, that's why I always had to bring my laptop back and forth to work with me, because my laptop has all the software. But then I would have to save anything that I wanted to use on my PC as a PDF, because it couldn't open the new Illustrator files, or fonts would get screwed up. So I was like, well, in the spirit of fairness, I own CS1, I own CS2 for Mac, I own CS4 for Mac, I'm entitled to CS2 for Windows for free.
Right.
You know, because the Creative Suite is $600 a year, because it's $50 a month.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and it's bullshit. Yeah, I hate that model, because my problem is you can tell me all day long, oh, but it's cloud-based, and you can download the programs anytime you want, and they're always the newest updates with all the bells and whistles. Fuck you. It doesn't change that much between years.
Right.
It's like, I've been using CS4 for almost five years, and I was using CS2 up until that, which was 06 to 13, which is 7 years. So it's like, I got 7 years out of CS2, and then 5 years out of, CS4, which I'm still using, so that 5 years is still going, and one, now I'm using CS2 again at work! Don't tell me I gotta pay $600 a year now for software that I paid like $400 for as a student and have forever.
Right.
Like, I get if you're a design, you know, I don't consider myself a design professional. I'm not. I did go to school for it. I know all the fundamentals, all the stuff. I am a designer. I would call myself a designer. But I don't practice, run a free, like, I don't run a studio. I don't do a lot of freelance work. I can't justify $600 a year for software.
Right.
It's just too much. You know, and that's like the whole like PS Plus and Xbox Live thing. Like, that's $120 every year, basically.
Yep.
Just to have the ability to play online.
Yeah.
And the benefit of that is that they give me different free games every month on both of those platforms. You know, you could be like, oh, but $600 a year gets you all the Adobe software. Yeah, except I only need 3 fucking programs. Like, I don't need all the other ones, and
right, yeah.
people would be like, oh, well, you can just buy it a la carte and get the ones you want, except it's, like, $20 a month for Photoshop.
Oh, jeez.
Or $50 a month for all of them. So you're going to buy the $50 a month and get all of them. But that's, you know, $600 a year. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't do $600 worth of freelance work.
Yeah.
Most of the freelance work I do is generally for... it's usually charity-based work anyways, so it's almost always entirely free. Like, you know, I've, you know, I've done the stuff for Radio PlayStation. I've done the stuff for our website, naturally. Why would I pay somebody to do it? You know, a few of my friends wanted, like, some sample stuff for starting their business. And so I helped them out. That was, like, 2 years ago. And they didn't even get off the ground. And so it was, like, whatever. And then, like, the rest of it is usually charity stuff. Like, I print t-shirts is another, you know, skill that I have in my repertoire. And so, like, we occasionally do, like, charity t-shirts. So, like, I got one, there's one thing I'm actually doing. It's for this kid that's really, really sick. And mm-hmm. so, they, like, we found out about it, and I don't know what the connection is, but somehow somebody I know knows them, and they were like, yeah, they're, you know, they're all going to wear, like, red shirts and, or whatever, you know, some color, you know, and they're going to have this big party for the kid, because I guess it's, he's got some sort of disease that I guess they, that it's not like cancer, but it's something to the effect of they can't stop it, so he's just going right. to deteriorate as time goes on, and so... Whatever, they were going to throw, and I'm like, well, why don't I just make you, like, some nice shirts, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they were like, right. okay, well, we don't, you know, so I'm making a design for the shirts, and then whatever. You know, so that's free work. I'm not getting paid for it, and I wouldn't want to, because it's, that's the whole point, that's what charity is.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, so, like, so the whole justifying a $600 a year recurring thing is just obnoxious. I don't.
Oh god, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, CS2 for free. Go download it from Adobe if you really want it. Just, you know, right. be warned. It isn't technically legally free. It's just
right. Yeah, like, but when you say it, hey,
when you fill out the, like, all the information about, like, because, you know, you have to go through the motions of, like, the name for the register and all that stuff. I just put thanks Adobe question mark. Like, thank you. So my copy of Photoshop is registered to thanks Adobe.
Nice. They're gonna be like, what?
Yeah. Like, again, but the activation server is disabled, so it doesn't go anywhere. It's like, it really right. just, it's just like, you just have to, like, next through all the prompts.
Nice.
So, yeah, but, you know, again, so going back to the SSD, that's what I'm using is CS2. And it does definitely open pretty fast. If my laptop wasn't dual boot between Mac and Windows, I would totally switch to an SSD in my laptop.
Right.
But it's a lot harder to do that, to swap between dual-booted hard drives. Yeah. So I'm just like, meh, I'll just deal with it until I need a new laptop.
Pretty much. That's too much work.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's just like, it's so much work. It's like, at that point, I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to spend a ton more money and buy a new computer.
Yeah, if it comes down to that, you might as well just, yeah, get a whole new setup.
Yeah. So that's like... That's me. That's my, like, life update, I guess.
Yes.
Outside of, like, video gaming, though, so I have a pinball machine. Like, nice. A real pinball machine. And mm-hmm. I've had it for, I don't know, since I was a kid, right? And when we were kids, it was, we had gotten it from a place that, like, a game place that was closing. And, it worked flawlessly, and all the lights and everything. Mm-hmm. It's a Williams machine. It's called Fire, and it's like, it harkens back to the old, like, Great Chicago Fire, and it's actually really a nice pinball machine. It's, you know, but it's all the, like, rubber bouncers and, like, motors, like, they all need to be greased, and the rubber needs to be replaced because it's all dried out, right. And, you know, just to really, like, take it apart, clean it up, change light bulbs. Mm-hmm. And I always told myself that I would do it. And, like, last summer, I, you know, got some of the stuff replaced. And, like, then I just mm-hmm. kind of stopped. And, like, right. this summer, I kind of want to try and do it again. And, like, keep right. going, you know? As a little nice. as like the world's longest pinball restoration project.
Yeah.
Nice. Because it is cool to play pinball. Like, I'm a fan.
I do love some pinball.
So... It's like, I wish, it's like my brother's got a pool table at his house, and, like,
right.
I kind of wish I had a pool table, but, like, I don't have anybody to play with. That's the one, it's like the one part that sucks about having, like, the actual things, like, because if you have, like, a real, like, arcade, like, that's awesome. if you have people to come and play games with you.
Oh, yeah, like, exactly.
You know, but it's like having a pool table and playing pool by yourself, like, yeah, I'll get better at it, but
yeah,
it's not as fun.
It's not as fun if you can't play a game with somebody.
Yeah. So, like, that's this summer project, I think, is I'm going to try and really finish it up. I don't think I would ever sell the pinball machine. Like, not unless for some reason, like, I no longer have the space, which would not be an issue for now. Because, like, one of my siblings would undoubtedly take it, you know, and put it in a garage or something if I couldn't. But, I'm life hacking today. So, I was cleaning up shit at work.
Right.
And, you know those, like, old dust covers they had for, like, old tower computers and, like, the big monitors? And you put these big plastic dust covers over?
Oh, yeah. We had some for Max at school.
Yeah. So, I was, like, cleaning up some bins of just trash, basically. And I found two of them, and I, like, pulled them out of the thing because I'm like, what is this? And I was like, you know, I bet you if I cut these, I could put one on my Xbox and the tower one on my PS4. Nice. So I'm going to life hack those and maybe write up a little post. So, yeah, nice. If you happen upon some old dust covers for, like, a 12 to 15-inch computer monitor, like the old school ones, it's actually, like, near perfect fit for an Xbox One.
Nice.
So, and then at least that way, because, like, normally what I do is I actually just put, like, a box over the PS4, over the Xbox One, because the top is a fucking giant vent, which means dust is just going to, you know, one half of the side of it is just a big vent. So dust is going to fall in it.
Yeah,
true. And I put something over it so that at least the dust isn't ending up, like, in the actual Xbox.
Yeah. You don't want that.
No, it's, like, for longevity purposes. So, I'm going to try and life hack these dust covers.
Nice.
Which I think should work fine.
I wouldn't see why not.
Yeah, I mean, and conveniently, like, I use my PS4 vertically, so, like, the tower one almost is, like, it's almost like I just have to, like, trim a little at the bottom because, like, the tower would have been taller than the PS4 is.
Right.
And otherwise, then, bam, I've got a little dust cover for my consoles.
Nice.
Yeah. But other than that, rambling, I think that's, like, it. I haven't had a whole hell of a lot going on besides I picked up Borderlands, Titanfall, and then Hardline.
Right.
And then the gaming keyboard review, and then the PS4 camera, and then a couple Steam games I've been checking out. Jump Jet Rex actually came out of Early Access, and there have been some cool changes to the game. And I'm digging it. It's still hard as fuck, but
yeah, I'm sure.
Insurgency has it's not a, like, they didn't make the mod, like a community member made the mod in the Steamworks thing, but it's zombies and it's pretty sweet. Cause it's like it's just basically like Insurgency, but with a zombie mod, but like Insurgency is like pretty badass to begin with. So you add zombies to it, and it's actually a lot of fun.
Nice.
And then I'm trying to think if there's anything else on Steam that I've been checking out lately.
If it's not... Lethal League. You should check that out.
Lethal League?
Lethal League. It's the most intense version of racquetball you'll ever play. Like, after this, look it up. After this.
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
I think you'll like it. It's pretty good. It's like Super Smash Brothers, but racquetball. I enjoy it. I played it at the gamer bar we have here because they have it. Because they have like Steam machines they made or whatever.
Yeah.
And they have it on there and it's so addicting. It's so good.
Do they have like the Alienware Steam machines or are they just like kind of made like a
They PC just said they were custom dedicated. Built. Yeah, they just had some guy build them for them and he just put Steam on it and all that.
Because because those Alienware little Steam boxes, right? The alphas, I think is what they call them. They say they have Windows 8, but it also just basically says, like, it's a Steam machine. And I'm like, but is it also just, like, a computer, too? Because I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know. The way they have it set up, it just straight up boots
up. It's just straight up boots of Steam, yeah.
Yeah, because they have it set up in a cabinet and all that.
Because I was always wondering, because I'm like, well, you know, I want to I want a more gaming-based PC, and, like, I feel like an Alienware Alpha probably wouldn't be the best in the world, but probably wouldn't be terrible.
Right.
But if it isn't really Windows and it's just Steam, then that just Steam, means
yeah.
no.
Because I don't know how their setup is, but it just straight up boots up
boots
into Steam.
Yeah.
But it's cool though. I like it.
Yeah, I kind of want to. I don't know. I mean, we had this talk last week about I want to build a PC, and
yeah, a buddy of mine, he said he just built his for like $1,200.
Holy shit! That's way more than I could afford. I have like a budget of like $73, so as long as we stay right, as long as we stay there,
I'm there with you.
It's
like, so I could probably maybe get
a hard drive and maybe a yeah, stick. I couldn't even get like an 8 gig stick of RAM for $73. I think I could just get like a hard drive. That's probably it.
Right.
It's like hard drives are cheap now. Yeah, or like a really basic monitor for like $75.
Pretty much, yeah. It's about what I can afford right now. Because everyone keeps telling me to build a PC. I'm like, I don't have the money. They're like, you don't need that much money. I'm like, well, that's what you think.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, if I got to choose between like buying parts for a PC or like putting gas in the tank.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Because gas went down again recently.
Oh, why? What are you paying?
Like $220 something right now.
Yeah, that's right.
I know it's under $225.
I paid $221 today.
I feel like it's that $221. I think.
Yeah, I felt good about it too because I was like, man,
it's nice.
Yeah,
it's nice.
It's like $221. I can do this because when I got my Tahoe, gas was like $309, and like ever since I got it, gas only went down, and it only went up like slightly, like one. 1 week it was like $235, but it's now back down to like the $220, and I'm like, I'm totally okay with the $220 range.
Right.
Like, if they said we're gonna lock the price in for a year, I'd be like, great,
sold,
done. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, it's a Tahoe, but like, I get like 15, 16 miles to the gallon. It's not even that bad.
No. Yeah.
It's like it ain't 10. And
no,
it's not
yeah.
like, you know, even 12 sucks, but like 15, 16 for a big SUV is actually, it's pretty good. And that's all pretty much city driving. Like, I don't do a whole hell of a lot of highway driving. So I'm enjoying that. You know, gas is cheap. I get okay gas mileage. Like people who have like Hondas though. My buddy's got a Volkswagen. He was like, I get 42 miles to the gallon in this thing. And I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, right. Go eat a dick.
Yeah.
So go eat a dick.
He was like, but he even said, he's like, I really do wish I had your car, though. If I had to choose between a Volkswagen wagon or your car, he's like, I'd rather have your car.
I would rather drive the Tahoe. Yeah,
He's like, rather have that. He's like me. He just does a lot of random shit. And having a bigger car just makes it easier to do that
makes
stuff.
It easier, yeah. Yeah,
because he's got a truck. Yeah, he's got like a little trailer on it that he like pull. Like he it isn't. He doesn't like drive with the trailer constantly. He's like, but he's got a little trailer that he like pulls when he needs to like do like
move
random
stuff,
projects and move stuff. Yeah, it's not. I mean, I'll give him credit. That Volkswagen is actually pretty nice on the inside. Like it's older, like mine.
Right,
but it's not bad. But it is a manual, and I can drive a stick, but I wouldn't want to.
I know the concept of driving a stick. But I just need to get in
and do it.
You know, driver's seat and do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that sounds weird, but
No. I drove my one of my aunts had a stick, and she used to live down near us, and so like I would when we would all do like family parties or gatherings, whatever. Like I'd go drive. Like she let me drive the car.
Nice.
So like I can drive a stick. I probably would have to get used to whatever car I was in first. You know.
Right.
Because, like, when you learn on, like, a 30-year-old Honda, like, I imagine that newer cars are probably, like...
Probably a little bit different.
A little bit different.
Or run a little bit better.
Yeah, probably more the running better thing. So...
You used to have a Jeep,
I mean,
right?
It's like, whatever. What?
You used to have a Jeep, correct?
I had a Jeep Cherokee, yeah.
Aren't most of those manual anyways?
Wranglers, yes. lot of Wrangler. I mean, they made Wrangler. They made Cherokees that were manual, but as many. But yeah, like Wranglers definitely are manual. Like Grand Cherokees, I don't think there was a single manual transmission unless it was like a European model or like maybe customized or something. But yeah, most of the Wranglers definitely manual. It's kind of like a thing, like whenever somebody has a Wrangler, you're like, is it manual or is it stick or auto? And they're like, stick. Why the fuck would I get an auto one? And I'm like, I probably would get an auto one. More because I'm not the only one who's going to drive it. Like, right. If I had to get a stick, it would be... we've totally deviated from games, but fuck it, I don't even care.
Yeah, this is the rambling part anyways.
The problem is that other people drive my car. Like, the other day, like, my mom's car was in the shop. Is the
seat always adjusted, or...
Ugh, I fucking
hate that. Like, seat mirrors and all that? Like, I hate that.
Yep.
I hate that the most, because you have to readjust it the way you had it, because you had it set perfectly. Mm-hmm. And if someone else drives your car, they have it set your way. When you get in, you're like, what the? Yep. God damn it. It's like, I had it perfect. Don't touch my shit.
My car has memory seats, so thankfully.
Oh, nice.
As long as nobody fucking saves over my preset, which, all you have to do is if the car is in park and you're like holding the button for like 3 seconds, it wipes and saves to whatever it is. So that has definitely happened when I'm like, that's like, I didn't preset the seat like 6 inches from the steering wheel. Or like your mirrors will be like all angled in the weirdest ways. It's like, but then you like the only thing that I almost always have to adjust if somebody else has driven my car is the rear view mirror.
Is the rear view mirror. Yep.
Otherwise, usually, cause like I let my mom borrow my car cause hers was in the shop. And the only thing she really does these days, because she knows it grinds my fucking gears, is she'll move the seat forward.
Yep.
And then, but she won't, like, adjust the back part. She'll just move it forward because she's shorter. Except my car has adjustable pedals. So I'm like, why don't you just adjust the goddamn pedals and stop moving the seat?
Yeah, exactly.
Stop it. Like, the car has it's 10 years old, but it has the technology. It has the power. So yeah, there's that frustrating. So anyway, so she had to take my car to bring my brother to the airport or something, and I was like, whatever. I was like, it's fine, I don't care. But like, I got back in the car and was like, move the seat.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, because I've said it like multiple times. I'm like, the pedals come to you.
Yeah.
Like they come out to you. Like you don't have to move the seat anymore. But right. Like. Nope.
Still,
just,
nope.
Just yep. Moves the seat.
God damn it.
I mean, I get it, because maybe it's because I sit so far back, like her arms wouldn't necessarily, like, get to the steering wheel, maybe.
I guess, yeah.
Still kind of like, yeah. you could work with me. Just move the damn pedals.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Or at least move the seat back when you're done.
Usually what she does is she puts the seat all the way back. Literally just just holds the button until it can't go anymore.
It's like I'm not that fucking tall.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Like I'm not Shaq.
Yeah.
Like I'm I'm 5'8". Like I'm not even that much taller than my mom. So it's like...
Right.
I do let her borrow my car more often than not, but... So...
Yeah.
It's like one of those things, like I try not to get annoyed with it now. Like I just do my best.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes you get in the car and you're like, something's wrong.
Yep. Like anyone else that has driven my car.
Yeah.
I'm always
I prefer manual seats because of that. Because like it's, you know, everything is like you just have that setting. So you're like, oh, it's only like 2 clicks back and like one click on the like the actual seat back part. You know, because it's all just locking into those gears or whatever.
Just locking everything in the
place. Yeah, so you're just like, okay, I just have to move it back up, like, one notch because that's where it was. You know, whereas, like, automatic, it's just, like, the motor and it just kind of, you could, like, inch it, like, you know, little bits at a time. Yep. Frustrating, though. We used to share cars way more often in my family. So, like, I drive a different car, like, every day.
Hey, damn.
Ugh, that was the worst. That was straight up worst. Because one, you had to always make sure you had whatever shit you needed from your car that you needed with you. So, like, I went from having, like, just, like, my... And it happened a lot more when I was in high school. Because, like, you know, if my brother had to stay late for, his after school stuff, or I wasn't staying late, or he was, like, we would switch cars based on whatever
situation was. Yeah.
Yeah. So like it went from like, I used to just have like my school books in my backpack to like, I'd have my school books and then I'd have a thing of CDs cause I didn't have an iPod and you know, then it was, I had my sunglasses and then, you know, like a couple packs of gum or whatever, or like a hat.
Right.
And so like, but you know, now it's just like, you just have to make sure you have your phone charger and your sunglasses. Those are like the only two things I want.
Right.
Anytime somebody's like, hey, can I borrow your car? You know, I got to go get groceries or whatever, like the thing may be. And I'm just like, I got to get my phone charger.
Yeah.
Cause if I don't get my car back and I don't have my phone charger, it's going to be hell to pay.
Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's random car talk. Do we have any shout-outs? Do you want to shout out CD Projekt Red, The Witcher 3?
Yeah, I'm going to shout them out.
I don't know if they have a Twitter, but I'm sure they do, and we'll note it.
I think they do. Yeah,
it's probably just like at CD Projekt Red or something.
Yeah. Or The Witcher Game or whatever.
Yeah, it might be The Witcher Game.
Something, I don't know. I'm pulling stuff out my ass. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was almost going to shout out whoever, you know, developed the Daredevil Netflix series, because that's my jam right now.
Is it good?
Even if you don't like comic book stuff, it's still fucking good.
Well, because they don't have to, apparently on Netflix, you don't have to, like...
Yeah, you can show some titties.
Yeah, I was going to say, ratings and stuff don't, like, apply?
Nope.
Cool.
It's pretty good, pretty good. And I'm not even that big into Daredevil, and I like it so far.
How many episodes have you watched?
I'm on the fourth episode right now.
Cool. All right. We'll shout them out too. Daredevil.
Daredevil. Watch it.
I believe.
What about your shout outs?
I don't have.
I was
going
to say, what about Adobe?
What about Adobe? Nah, fuck them. Fuck them and their $600 a year Creative Cloud. No, I mean, there's lots of things I could shout out just to shout them out, and people I could shout out just to shout out, but, like, they've already been shouted out before, so I'm not going to re-shout them out. But I will, you know what, I'm going to shout out Sarah, because Sarah almost always shouts out us. Nice. So at Sarah Joy, at The Geek Mates, at The PvP Podcast.
Out, listen to them.
Yeah, go listen to The PvP Podcast. It's also available on iTunes. But yeah, Sarah and Dave have been really good to us with, you know, shouting us out in pretty much almost every single episode that they do.
So, they are the real MVPs.
It's true. So we'll shout them out, because they're good people.
It's true.
They're lovely Canadians. But
they're good people.
I believe that'll do it for episode 17. This one ran a little long, but the last one was way short. So I think we're balancing it out.
We made up for time.
Yeah. Sorry for rambling.
That's what we do. See, that's the thing. That's what we do.
Talk
if we
about
didn't ramble, it would just be like 30 minutes of silence after you venting about something and then just me being like, mm-hmm, yep.
Shut the fuck up! Oh my God. Well, that'll do it for 17, I believe. And we will catch you.
I'm a flip.